All right, Eric. So I've been doing a lot of research for this podcast, and inadvertently, I have learned more about alpacas than I thought I would ever know.
Those random alpaca facts always come in handy.
I hope so. You know, trivia night, whatever. But one that I thought we could start the podcast with is, did you know that you can crossbreed an alpaca with a llama?
I did not know that.
You know, it makes sense because you do kind of get them confused. Like, I was just playing a Tomb Raider game that had a lot of llamas, and I kept accidentally thinking that they were alpacas, and then vice versa for this game. I kept calling the alpaca a llama, and I was like, you know, it kind of does make sense that you could breed them together.
Yeah.
Apparently, you can get two different breeds by breeding them together based off of what kind of fur they end up with. One is called a Surrey. And do you want to take a guess at the other name?
Is it a yak?
Kind of. No, not really. It's like, I'm not sure how to say this, but it's H-U-A-C-A-Y-A. So, Huaceya?
That's probably it.
Yeah, that's totally it. I did not butcher that with my southern accent at all.
All right. Welcome to Press Any Button. I'm Eric.
And I'm Nikki.
And today we're talking about Paca Plus.
That's right.
Paca Plus is a visual novel for PC. The plot follows high school students Kazuma Sayeki, whose girlfriend Yukari Izumi gets turned into an alpaca after their summer visit to Alpaca Kingdom. Spoiler warning, we will be talking about the story of this game, which, given the fact that this is a visual novel, is basically the entire game.
Yeah, that's true. And I think I was a little misinformed when I picked the game. I thought it was a dating sim, which I guess technically you could put it in that category, but it's more of a visual novel for sure.
Yeah, and it is a dating sim, but you're just dating like one person.
Yeah.
And you're already dating them.
Yeah. More like a relationship sim.
More like a relationship sim. I agree with that.
All right, so are you ready to get into it?
Yeah, let's do it.
I want to start with a disclaimer, okay?
All right.
I randomly picked this game because I saw a list that someone had made on the internet about bizarre dating simulator games. And I picked this one purely based off of mostly the title and the little bit that I read about it on Steam, okay?
It also has a really sweet, like, preview video of it.
Yeah.
Did you watch that? Okay.
I didn't even go that far. I literally just saw it on a list, and I was like, oh, that'll be funny to play. Valentine's Day's coming up. This will be a really good game. I did not do any research in advance or anything like that. So I discovered this game does not have a lot of information out there that's current, like currently on the internet, for one. And most of it is in Japanese, and I had to use Google Translate a good bit. Google Translate and the Wayback Machine were my best friends for this project. So if like a few of the words sound maybe a little off or something, like it could be because I was using Google Translate for a lot.
Yeah.
I tried to additionally Google anything I thought sounded off. So I did try my best to make sure everything is correct. So hopefully it's good. But I am surprised after everything I went through, I was able to find a pretty good story, I think.
That's shocking because when I typed it into Google, I barely found anything.
I had to go deep. So, Eric, to start with, I want to ask you if you know what a doujin circle is or a doujin group.
I always thought it was pronounced doujin, but...
Oh, doujin?
Hmm. Yeah, I'm familiar. It's like Japanese comics, right?
No, not exactly.
No.
So I did Google pronunciate it or whatever to find out how to say it. And I think it is doujin, but I could be wrong. Like maybe the popular, like the masses say it doujin. So however you say it, it's fine. But basically a doujin group is either a fan or amateur developer group that mostly makes visual novels from either existing IPs or, you know, it's a wholly original work.
Okay.
All right. So the real difference between a doujin group and like a professional visual novel studio, basically, from what I gather, is a doujin group is more of like a hobby. Like these people are, they have a full-time job and they do this on the side, not as their main form of income.
Okay.
Or anything like that.
Gotcha.
And so, yeah. And so there's two groups within that. And so some people do games based off of IPs that already exist. Those are the fan groups, you know, so that would be your, you know, obviously your games that are based off of movies or games that already exist. And then there's games like this one that is a totally original game. Yeah. And they're not stealing any IPs from anyone as far as I know or anything like that. So.
So it's a hobbyist group. Okay. Yeah. Who just maybe love this concept and wanted to put it together.
Yeah. And so I bring that up because Peiko Project, who is the developing, I guess you would call it a company, but they're really a doujin group. They're the people that made this game. And so it's not a game made by professionals, I guess. It's more people that made this game as a hobby.
Okay.
I mean, it's a group. And from what I can tell, most of them don't go by their real names. I found a credits list and I was able to find one in English, and most of the names don't sound like real names.
Or maybe they just didn't translate right or something.
Yeah, or maybe they didn't translate right, but also maybe these people want to stay anonymous, because I was like, that would make sense too. So,
okay.
Anyways, let's start August 2010. So,
man,
quite some time ago.
Yeah.
This group of developers, hobby developers, Peiko Project, they were all talking, as groups do.
How does this group get together in the first place? Like, how did they become Peiko Project?
Yeah, do you think I was able to find that? I could barely find an old website that used to work for these guys, okay?
So they've already gotten together.
I barely know who any of them are. Like, I actually don't know who any of them are. I barely know some of their names, but yeah.
So we're setting the scene. They've already gotten together.
They're already like a group of friends, a group of whatever you want to call it. They call themselves the Doujin Circle, I think, on their Twitter account. But anyways, that doesn't really matter too much, okay? So it's 2010, and all these guys are talking about, they're just talking, they're chatting. And one of the members, who I think is either called General Soldier or Regular Soldier, okay? Okay. I feel like those two words are kind of similar enough to where they could be translated incorrectly for each other, because I found one article that had one thing and then another reference that had another thing. So that's why I'm giving both. But anyways, he's always had a love for alpacas. Maybe he loves them a little too much. I don't know. But one day this fact somehow like worked its way into the conversation, and they all started, of course, this kind of is how some other games have started, but they just start throwing ideas, you know, like, oh, wouldn't it be interesting if there was an alpaca character in the introduction section of a beautiful girl game?
That's funny. So this is, I guess you would describe this as a beautiful girl game?
That's what it translated to, and that's why I wanted to give the disclaimer, you know, at the beginning. So if some stuff sounds a little off, I don't know if it's maybe this guy is just weird and words things differently, or sometimes the Google Translate. But anyways, I would maybe call this a beautiful girl game.
Yeah, I would call it that.
But with that being said, the game, you know, that was August 2010, and then they started production on this in October 2010. So they got the idea and they're like, yeah, let's do it. Let's actually do it. Let's see, what if, you know? So it took them about a year, well, a little less than a year to complete. And it was released in Japan August 13th, 2011 for Windows, XP, Vista, and 7. Obviously the Japanese versions of those. So yeah, so that was about it for the game until about 2017, when Sekai Project got the licensing rights for Paca Plus and published an English translated version onto Steam. So that was March 30th, 2017.
Oh, wow. So that was a whole 6 years after the game released initially?
Yeah. So Sekai Project, that is pretty much what they do. They get licensing for Japanese games and they do like English translated versions of the games. I think they also do a few animes and a few like graphic novels as well, but it's mostly visual novel games.
So they thought there was enough of a market for the Paca Project in English.
Yeah. And I don't know, seems like it was pretty successful for what it is to me. It has quite a few reviews on Steam. Actually, like, rates pretty well, which is kind of surprising to me.
Yeah, that's surprising to me.
But
as well.
I guess if you know what you're getting into a little bit more, you have those expectations. You know, if you already knew it's going to mostly be a visual novel, maybe your expectations are a little different than ours, where we thought, oh, this is going to be a dating sim.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking, like, how if a boyfriend or something like that. And it's not like that.
No.
So. Anyways, are you ready for some fun facts?
Yeah, let's do some fun facts.
All right, so fun fact number one. In the interview that I got most of the history from, because let's be real, it was one of the only things I could find, they mentioned that they think the voice of Yukari sounds like Dora the Explorer. Did you think that? Can you hear that?
The English version?
No, the Japanese version.
Oh, wait, yeah, they don't translate
they don't translate the actual voice acting.
Voice acting. Dora the Explorer. Honestly, I could not tell you. I've read the dialogue faster than I listened to the talking.
I can hear it, actually. I was like, okay, that's like valid. So for the interview, they interviewed Regular Soldier or General Soldier, whatever you want to call him. And his reply to that was, oh, and he's like the main creative director of the game. But yeah, his reply to that was, the voice was originally developed based on the real voice of an alpaca heard at a real alpaca farm. So I guess it ended up sounding similar, but personally, I think it's completely different. So anyways, the voice of Yukari, her voice was meant to sound like real alpacas.
So kind of like at the same pitch, maybe? I guess so.
I mean, I personally have not been around very many alpacas to know what they sound like.
Apparently Dora the Explorer.
But they went to an alpaca farm. They also went to a zoo and they like recorded all these alpaca noises and sounds for reference and gave that to the voice actor and was like, here is your inspiration. They were probably so confused, but I think they did a pretty good job with what they were given. So
yes, I agree.
All right, fun fact number two. There's a comic adaption of the story called The Reason Why She, and then parentheses you, become an alpaca, and it's 32 pages long.
So just like, is it a comic, you said?
Yeah, it's a comic adaptation of the game, which is a graphic novel anyway, so that's almost the same thing, isn't it? But 32 pages, that's gonna be a condensed version. But it sounds like they pretty much just made this for promotional purposes.
Okay.
If you bought anything by Paco Project, you kind of got this for free at this Comic-Con thing they were doing. So I don't think it was meant to be anything, super serious. So, but it does sound kind of interesting.
So it's probably a collector's item at this point.
Yeah, maybe. That would be cool to kind of see it. Probably has different art and stuff, I would imagine. But anyways, are you ready for fun fact number three?
Sure.
I went a little rogue with this one because it's just an alpaca fact.
Yeah, it's fine.
The people that made this game really love alpacas, and now I have an appreciation for alpacas. Because I learned today that alpacas are thought to have been domesticated more than 6,000 years ago.
Wow.
By the Incas, who raised them for their prized fleece. And did you know their fleece is non-flammable and water-resistant?
Wow.
They're basically like have superhero
You could
outfits just in their fur.
So you could go swimming in a tank of gasoline. Oh, that's water resistant. You could go swimming in a pool and then walk through a fire.
Yeah,
if you're
exactly
wearing alpaca clothes.
Yeah, alpacas are super animals. Yeah, so I thought that was interesting. I definitely did not know that it was non-flammable and water resistant. So now I can see why 6,000 years ago they were like, heck yeah. I can stand next to the fire and not like burst into flames with this one. Yeah, okay. Anyways. Well, that's my fun facts. I hope you learned something about alpacas today.
I did. I learned at least that one fact. and maybe the one from earlier.
Yeah, and that one from earlier. I can tell you some more later because I read a bunch to pick those two out.
So. You just wait. You just find a place to sneak them in whenever you want.
Things are going to get real romantic later with the alpaca facts.
Oh. Some sexy alpaca facts.
Yeah. So, Eric, considering this game is a visual novel, I guess we should talk about the story, huh?
Yeah, we should talk a little bit about the story. So you play as Kazuma, a high school student, on summer break.
Mm-hmm.
You and your girlfriend, Yukari, who you're already dating. You don't have to try to say the right things or whatever.
Yeah.
Built-in
girlfriend. Sweet.
You're participating in a school activity, which involves putting up an exhibit for the town festival.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, your entire class decides they want to do a maid cafe.
Yeah.
And whoever the adult in charge should probably be fired for that.
This is the first real sign that a man wrote this because they're like, oh, this is going to be a maid cafe. Women love wearing maid outfits and cleaning. It's like, yeah, in your dreams, dude.
serving their male host.
Mm-hmm. So that part immediately is like, oh God, what did I get myself into? Is this whole story going to be just like some delusional man's like fantasy? You know, I'm like, oh gosh.
So this is all very convenient for Kazuma since he already works in a cafe. And his boss, Akio, can, like, help him with cakes and stuff.
Yeah. For free.
For free.
Sucker. He pretty much looks at this guy as, like, a father figure, it seems like.
Yeah, instead of an actual father.
Yeah, I guess maybe his real dad isn't as cool as this guy.
Yeah. So at some point, Kazuma and Yukari get a day off, so they decide to go to Alpaca Kingdom.
For
Yukari's birthday. On the ride back, Kazuma falls asleep on the bus, and when he wakes up, Yukari is now
bum, bum, bah,
an alpaca.
Who would have seen this coming? Just kidding, they give it away right there in the like description of the game. Yeah. So
Kazuma gradually learns that he's the only one who sees Yukari as an alpaca.
Yeah, no one else is, like, treating her weird or noticing anything different except for him.
Yeah, and he keeps this fact to himself for what feels like a very long time.
I know, that burden. The burden must have been heavy.
So the maid cafe ends up being a success, but Yukari passes out from working too hard.
Mm-hmm.
After taking care of her, Kazuma finally tells her that she looks like an alpaca.
To him. Yes.
So then at that point, you investigate together why she looks like an alpaca.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. She doesn't immediately just think you're nuts. And she's like, okay, we're going to like work this out together. You're probably just really stressed or something.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And the bad ending is Yukari, she breaks up with you and then you see her as a regular human again.
Oh, sad.
Then this part gets kind of weird because Kazuma is so distraught that he basically gets the alpaca doll from the arcade and pretends it's Yukari.
Oh, God.
And then he drops out of school and marries the doll.
Oh, my gosh. He really gets very sad.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that sounds like a bad ending to me. What's the good ending?
So the good ending is that you find out Yukari's great-great-grandfather or something mistreated and killed two alpacas.
Oh my gosh, that's the good part.
And so like the alpaca curse is in his family lineage, but for some reason it only affects the women in the family, not the men.
Of course it would.
So the curse is that like the women appear as alpacas to the person they fall in love with once they reach a certain age.
Okay, but then like once the person loves them back, right? They look like a human again. Isn't that it?
So my understanding was the curse can be broken by true love's kiss.
Oh, it has to be a kiss?
I mean, yeah, it was after they kissed was when she turned back into a human. Okay,
but I think the actual curse was just like when the person loves you back. I don't know if it has to have the kiss, but maybe it does. I don't know. Technicalities, okay? I'm not in that family.
Okay, so they kiss. Kazuma kisses Alpaca.
Which is weird. Which is weird. He's like, yeah, give me that alpaca mouth. Oh.
And so she no longer appears as an alpaca, and then they get married and live happily ever after.
Conveniently, right before he's going to make out with an alpaca, she turns back into looking like a human.
So good ending, you marry regular human Yukari. The bad ending is you marry alpaca doll that you pretend is Yukari.
Yeah.
Either way, so
I got the good ending.
Either way, you're getting married.
Either way. So really, they're both good endings.
They're both happy endings, in my opinion. All right. Did you have any pros for this game, Nikki?
Okay. I'll be honest. I did not love this game. I do appreciate its unique story. Our unique premise of a story. I mean, it's kind of funny, but that's about all that I got.
I like the concept a lot. The concept was good,
and that's why I picked it. But if you want to go hang it to the cons.
I thought that music video was really good. That was a pro.
I didn't even watch the music
video. You didn't watch the music? That was like one of the main things you could watch.
It wasn't a part of the game.
Yeah, it was. It was after Yukari turned into an alpaca. You got a music video.
Oh, that music video. Yeah, I did watch that. I thought you were talking about that promotion thing you mentioned earlier.
No, it's the same. I think they use that music video as the promotion.
Oh, it's the same. Okay, then I did watch it. Yeah, I watched it in the game. Yeah, I guess that's okay.
I thought it was good.
All right,
moving on to cons.
Yeah, they don't take it far enough. The story could be so much more bizarre, so much more funny. And I think it could be way more interactive.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a few of them. I agree. I wanted the absurdity turned up to 11. I wanted more alpacas. I wanted more alpacas doing more absurd stuff.
Yeah, like, you wanted to date all the alpacas,
I wanted
probably.
To date a bunch of alpacas. I wanted alpacas synchronized swimming. I wanted alpacas mountain biking. I wanted alpacas hang gliding. I just wanted more alpaca stuff.
Doing crazy stuff.
Because that's most of the comedy is basically like, Yukari is an alpaca, but like, let's see how an alpaca does this thing a human does.
Yeah.
Like, here's.
Yeah, that's the bit.
Here's an alpaca like doing a long jump or high jump or whatever.
High jump, yeah.
Or here's an alpaca being a waitress in a maid cafe.
Yeah, it's a weak bit. It's not even that funny. And the graphics are pretty basic. I mean, they did make this game in like less than a year and, you know, it's just people doing it as a hobby. So now I know why it's not like super awesome. Like, it could be worse, but also the graphics, they could have put more time into the art and stuff.
Yeah, you have portraits for four characters, really, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you could count five if you count Yukari, a pack of Yukari different as a different character from Yukari.
I would say those are definitely two different characters.
So you could say five.
Drawing wise, you know.
So maybe five different characters you're drawing for.
I don't know.
It's just not, it feels like there just isn't enough.
Exactly. And then you play the whole game and you get maybe like five choices to make. So really you're just mostly reading. You know, I guess it is a visual novel, but it would have been more fun if you had more choices.
I think it could work, like, if you had a better story.
Yeah.
But, yeah, my opinion is just the story isn't very good.
Mm-hmm.
It just, like, takes so long to develop. Like, there's probably a good hour, I think, before, like, Yukari even turns into an alpaca, something like that. And then, like, once she's an alpaca, it's like your main character is so indecisive that it just draws everything out. And that's one of the reasons why you're not really getting a lot of decisions.
Mm-hmm.
It's like your character just isn't making a lot of decisions.
Yeah, in general. So, I don't know. I probably would not recommend this game to anyone.
Yeah.
Personally, I'm surprised they had it on that list for dating sims. But that was on me, you know, for picking something from a list. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But I'm glad that we played it. You know, it's something different.
Yeah.
And sometimes you pick a bad game and it's not on purpose. A lot of times we do bad games and it's like we know the game is bad ahead of time. But this one I actually thought was going to be good, and it just wasn't for me, I don't think.
Yeah, I agree.
But it does have good reviews on Steam, so I guess a lot of people do like it.
Yeah, we might be having controversial opinions.
Yeah, right? But like I said before, too, if you know it's a visual novel going in, and that's what you're expecting more of, then that probably does change your opinion a little bit.
Yeah, I think that would help.
All right, Eric, what else you got for cons? So you're going to really shit on this game, are you?
You know, you have four characters, basically, right? Like, that is in itself isn't a problem. The problem is that, like, all four characters are basically the same. They have the same personality. Did you notice that?
No.
They're all kind of, like, hardworking, like, helpful, friendly. Like, you don't really have a villain in this game. You don't really have anyone that's, like, bringing anything exciting or fun. They're just, like, regular people.
Well, that's because you're going through this weird thing as the main character. I feel like you're struggling with your own self and your own brain in a way.
I thought the game really could have used a bad guy. It could have used a heel.
Okay.
It could have used someone who brought something more interesting.
I mean, just overall, the game needed to be more interesting.
Yeah.
And you think a bad guy could have done that.
I think not having a bad guy just made the story so flat. You just don't have anything to really attach yourself to, like, these characters. I don't know.
All right.
Maybe not necessarily a bad guy, but just someone who could just make things more interesting.
Definitely needs to be more interesting. But I'm not here to rewrite the story. I would never write this story. So if I wrote it, it'd probably be just as boring, honestly.
There's also this, like, weird blurring effect for the text. Did you notice that?
Not a blurring effect. It was like a shadow effect.
It would kind of like come and go.
Yeah, they didn't have it calibrated, so it was always the same distance away from the white text to the black text. And so sometimes it was kind of hard to read.
Yeah, it kind of made the text look blurry. And then like after like a second of appearing on screen, it would suddenly like look clearer.
I didn't get that. I did play it on the computer, though, and you played it on Steam Deck. So maybe it looked a little different.
Oh, okay. It could have been a product of the Steam Deck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I didn't have that. Eric, do you think there's any strategy with this game? I mean, you're just clicking through.
Yeah. So obviously you want to save before you make a choice. And that's pretty much it.
All right.
Nothing more
that's
to
That's probably
it.
Super helpful to anyone playing. Okay.
You're welcome for that advice.
Yeah. And what about the future? Did you find much for the future?
I did find one thing. Did you find anything?
I have like one thing. It's more about the Peiko project than anything else. But you can do yours first because I think you're going to talk about the other pack of games probably.
Yeah, so there are two later games that came out in the series, but neither has been translated to English. There's Paka Plus Minus, which tells the story of how Kazuma and Yukari first started dating.
It's like a prequel.
Yeah, like a prequel, but I don't think there's like anyone turning into an alpaca in that game. Dang. So yeah. I don't know. And then there's Paka Plus Plus, which has Yukari turning back into an alpaca and introduces another character who appears as a capybara.
So, oh, yeah. I did see some pictures of that online when I was looking. I was like, oh, the capybara is so cute.
But neither of those games are in English.
Yet.
And
then I found that the Peiko project seems to be on like a hiatus, or maybe they broke up, or, you know, things just stop going sometimes. Their last game they came out with was in 2015. I think it's called White Day for You. And it's another one that looks like people turn it into alpacas.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, that was 2015. The last Twitter updates were from like 2017, pretty much. They had one in 2023, but it was very random. And it's all by itself. If you scroll down when they were like actually posting normally, it was 2017. So like I'm assuming by around 2017 they kind of fell off. So
okay, yeah. Got it. So the group probably isn't around anymore.
Yeah, unfortunately.
That's fine.
Yeah, so I'm surprised that there was like two more games in the series. They really kept that going, huh?
Yeah, I was surprised too.
So Eric, did you get all 5 achievements. I honestly don't even know how there's 5 achievements for this game, but there are. Did you get any of them? Did you get all of them?
I got 3 of them.
Three out of 5.
I think I could have probably gone back and just, I think maybe like doing all the different investigations or.
I mean, that's the only way you could get it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think how else I would have gotten the other 2 achievements. I'm not sure. I was not really that concerned about it.
Mm-hmm. You wanted to do an alpaca wrap, didn't you?
I think I did, yeah.
Are you secretly obsessed with alpacas, babe?
Maybe just a little bit.
All right. Well, let's hear your alpaca wrap-a.
I'm just a regular kid. I catch a lot of flacka. Akio pays a quid. Charges me for snackas. My girlfriend ain't mid. She's got a big racka. Now I'm off my lid, cause she's turned into an alpaca. Hackers must be my brain, cause I'm going insane down the drain with the rain. Try not to be vain, cause it's plain to ascertain. Contained, it might be arcane. Is it just to entertain, or did I have propane? Did she get stained with Rogaine? Is it ordained? So we abstain. As my thoughts wane, I catch a glint in my girlfriend's eye. Maybe I'm just humane, cause I hate to see her cry. But as we lie, I can break the chain. I'll stand by her side, since I can't deny. She's still the same old flame, and I can never let this love die. I took her to the shaka, I made out with an alpaca. I didn't hold back it, I made out with an alpaca. I dunked it like Shaka, I made out with an alpaca. My life is on track, cause I made out with an alpaca. All right, I am done with alpacas for the rest of my life.
For the rest of your life. Oh, what if I want to go to an alpaca farm one day?
Well, too bad. Wow. You're going to have to find someone else to go with.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
I'm joking. It's fine.
You're probably traumatized by this game.
I think I am.
You're scared I'll turn into an alpaca.
Yeah.
Anyways.
You don't have any family curses involving alpacas, do you?
I don't think so.
All right.
Not that I know of.
All right. Are you ready to hear the next game?
I'm ready.
Are you anticipating it?
I'm anticipating it.
All right. Do you want to take any guesses?
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
I don't know.
I'll give you a good hint.
Okay.
You have been making fun of me for playing this game
Is it a Star Wars game?
No.
Okay. Zelda?
Nope.
Slice and Dice?
Yes, we're doing Slice and Dice. You're going to be slicing and dicing along with me.
I don't want to play this one. I refuse.
Well, too bad.
Okay. But don't you have to buy this one for your phone?
Yeah, it's not very much. It's like $5 or something.
Okay. I've seen you play this. I'll be honest. I'm not excited about this. It does not look interesting to me. You're just like rolling these dice over and over again.
Well, maybe it can change your mind. Because I'm obsessed with this game.
You are obsessed with it. You probably have like over 100 hours into this game by now.
Probably.
Okay, what's my stupid challenge?
Beat the game on normal difficulty.
No.
I mean,
The
games are very short.
All right, but the game is not short.
Oh, that's because it's fun and you want to keep playing it over and over again.
Sure. We'll see.
All right.
It's up in the air.
All right.
If you want to know if I like this game or not, make sure you listen next week.
Slicing and dicing.
All right. Until next time.
All right. Bye.
Bye. As always, if you like our podcast, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or rate us on Spotify. And also, we want to know, what's the best dating sim game that you've ever played? The best real dating sim that you've ever played. All right, until next time. Bye.